高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级
June 2007 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, Are you catching the 1315 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, What are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. I'd like to see your manager.
Sorry, he won't be back from the conference until next Friday.
Question. What can we learn about the manager?
Hello, sir. May I take your order now?
Sorry, I have not decided yet. A friend of mine is coming.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the 2 speakers?
Three. John's not good at math. Maybe he needs a tutor to get him through the class.
That could be true, but I think we should talk with him first.
Question. What are the 2 persons probably going to do?
Four. I'm going to Chicago. What's it like there?
Everything is okay, except for the terrible climate.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Five. What will you do if you are not successful in the interview?
If I am not, I'll have to go to work on the farm for my father instead of working in that company.
Question. What will the man do if he fails the interview?
Section B, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times, When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Any message for me, Miss White?
Just one, Mr. Brown. You had a phone call from someone called Smith, Mary Smith.
Smith? I don't know anyone called Smith. What did she say?
She would not say anything, but it sounds important. I told her you'd call her as soon as you came back.
Well, I think I'd better do it then. Have you got her telephone number?
Yes, it's 4435-6793.
Have you written it down?
I always do. It's on your desk.
Thank you.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. Who made the telephone call?
Seven. What did the woman take down?
Conversation 1. Any message for me, Miss White?
Just one, Mr. Brown. You had a phone call from someone called Smith, Mary Smith.
Smith? I don't know anyone called Smith. What did she say?
She would not say anything, but it sounds important. I told her you'd call her as soon as you came back.
Well, I think I'd better do it then. Have you got her telephone number?
Yes, it's 4435-6793.
Have you written it down?
I always do. It's on your desk.
Thank you.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. Who made the telephone call?
Seven. What did the woman take down?
Conversation 2.
Where are you going for your holidays, Charles?
To Australia. I'm going to visit my uncle in Sydney for 3 weeks.
Great. You certainly are lucky. How are you going there?
By air, of course. It takes 2 weeks to go by sea.
I used to think flying was very exciting until once I went to Singapore by air.
Why? Did you feel frightened?
Not at first, but then one of the engines caught fire.
What did the pilot do?
He put the fire out and flew the plane back to the airport.
Did you land safely?
Yes, we did, but I will never fly again.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. How will Charles go to Australia for his holiday?
Nine. How long does it take to go to Australia by ship?
Ten. How did the woman feel about flying after she went to Singapore by air?
Conversation 2.
Where are you going for your holidays, Charles?
To Australia. I'm going to visit my uncle in Sydney for 3 weeks.
Great. You certainly are lucky. How are you going there?
By air, of course. It takes 2 weeks to go by sea.
I used to think flying was very exciting until once I went to Singapore by air.
Why? Did you feel frightened?
Not at first, but then one of the engines caught fire.
What did the pilot do?
He put the fire out and flew the plane back to the airport.
Did you land safely?
Yes, we did, but I will never fly again.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. How will Charles go to Australia for his holiday?
Nine. How long does it take to go to Australia by ship?
Ten. How did the woman feel about flying after she went to Singapore by air?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you hear 5 questions. Both the passage and questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answer are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
When you are quite sick, your doctor generally advises you to stay in bed, but it's not always easy to do so. You have your work to do. The stress of your job will often keep you working long after you should have gone to bed. Generally, following the doctor's orders isn't just limited to bed rest. You should also pay close attention to how you take your medicine. Medicines will do you little good if they are not taken properly. In fact, many medicines can be dangerous if not taken exactly according to the instructions. During an illness, it is wise not only to rest your body, but also to rest your mind. Give yourself a complete rest, both physically and mentally. Free your mind from worries and just relax.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. What does your doctor usually advise you to do when you are quite sick?
What does the speaker think of following a doctor's advice?
13. What will keep a sick man working when he should have gone to bed?
Fourteen. What will happen to the person who doesn't take medicines properly?
Fifteen. How should a person rest during an illness? When you are quite sick, your doctor generally advises you to stay in bed, but it's not always easy to do so. You have your work to do. The stress of your job will often keep you working long after you should have gone to bed. Generally, following the doctor's orders isn't just limited to bed rest. You should also pay close attention to how you take your medicine. Medicines will do you little good if they are not taken properly. In fact, many medicines can be dangerous if not taken exactly according to the instructions. During an illness, it is wise not only to rest your body, but also to rest your mind. Give yourself a complete rest, both physically and mentally. Free your mind from worries and just relax.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. What does your doctor usually advise you to do when you are quite sick?
12. What does the speaker think of following a doctor's advice?
13. What will keep a sick man working when he should have gone to bed?
14. What will happen to the person who doesn't take medicines properly?
15. How should a person rest during an illness?
This is the end of the listening comprehension.